All right, not much changed since yesterday. I think you saw we made a roster move after the game. That'd be the only real change of news, but we made a switch at kicker. We had Cairo in last week. It was a guy that we looked at even a week ago, and we made that change today and official. Any questions?
Any more clarity, John, on Floyd's severity of Leonard's injury?
You know, I think he's going to miss some time. You know, the exact extent of all the medical terms, you know, I think it's just fair to say he's going to miss some time. They're still evaluating it.
Didn't ACL
rule
out for you guys, John?
You know, again, that technicality part of it, it wasn't as bad, but I can't tell you all the details at this stage. I'll just be making it up.
Is it as bad as?
Well, I think that's one of the concerns was that. You know, I'll just leave it at that at this point.
So I just want to be clear. You're just not willing to say he tore his ACL?
To our knowledge at this point right now, he did not.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Is this something that
but that's as of right now. Yeah.
Could this land him on IR? Or do you need to keep him
I think all those options are available. You know, again, we're still evaluating it. These, you know, they have different opinions as far as doctors. So we're not at the end of all the evaluation yet.
Given the way he was playing, John, how disappointing that he's going to at least have some interruption
here. He's one of our top players. You know, obviously disappointing. He was having a heck of a game. He was playing extremely well. You know, but it's unfortunate, but it's reality.
What do you know about Isaiah Irving as far as
his? You know, I think he's kind of caught our eye on some special teams or fourth down things. He's played sparingly as an outside backer. But he's a guy, obviously, that, you know, we've had in the system and he's been working. And I think he'll get more opportunities moving forward.
More snaps from the fee is sometimes dicey, as you know. Is that an option to just go with McPhee and Agro and go just a two-man rotation, I guess?
No, I think, you know, again, not knowing exactly going to be the length of time on Leonard, you know, we'll kind of see how that goes this week. You know, but Isaiah is a guy, like I said, that's been on the active roster. Most of his playing time has been on fourth down. He's had a little bit of action, you know, on defense. That's something that he'd definitely be in line to get more reps.
You talked about the value of not only game snaps, but practice snaps for these young guys in game ready. With Leonard, what sort of blow is it if you can't kind of play the rest of the year in terms of his long-term development? And I know it feels like he was kind of hitting the
strike. Yeah, I think, you know, again, it's still early. You know, this just occurred yesterday. You know, they're still evaluating that. So as far as long-term, I think, is your question. You know, I don't think I could answer that at this stage. But, you know, we'll just have to see how it goes.
Jen, given how confident you guys were in Connor 15 months ago, why do you sense it didn't work out?
You know, I think, you know, he'd tell you the same thing. You know, just it wasn't going great. You know, it just wasn't yesterday's kick. You know, it was you know, we haven't been in the red area a lot. You know, so I think it feels a little harder than normal. I think before yesterday, he was like, I don't know, maybe we were down there like 16 times. And then so those four misses, five yesterday, you know, you feel it. And I think he sensed it and he understands. It's never easy, you know, making those changes.
Yeah, what do you think about? Santos is a guy who's pretty much only available at this time of the year because he was hurt in Kansas mm-hmm. City. What are your expectations? What have been your impressions of him?
Well, I'm familiar with him because of 4 years when I was in Denver, he was at Kansas City. So I'm familiar with him. You know, I think the reason he was available was due to injury. You know, getting him healthy from that, I think, was key, you know, for him and us. So, you know, we were fortunate that he's available, and that's why we signed him.
What traits of his stand out to you?
Well, he's been pretty accurate. He gets pretty good lift on the ball. You know, I think his leg strength he's developed. He has good hang time on his kickoffs. But I'd say the key is he's an accomplished kicker in the National Football League.
John, in your post-game comments yesterday, you talked about the team playing well but having occasional lapses. I think you used the expression siestas. Obviously, that's a focus of yours. How do you go about correcting that?
Well, I think it's just you know, making them aware. You know, I think I thought I was pleased in our preparation. I was pleased the way we started the game. It's one of the few games where we went down and scored, you know, and particularly on offense. You know, I thought we ran the ball way more efficiently. you know, there was a stretch there in the third quarter. I think one of them was we took over the ball at the 50-yard line. We did not get a first down. A couple of third downs in the third quarter, the third and one. There was a third and eight. There was a third and six. That were all three third downs that, would have been interesting if we'd have gotten. I think it would have helped our cause.
Is it one guy breaking down in different instances, or is it the team having letdowns together at certain points in the game?
It's not even so much letdowns. It's just, the timing of the game. It's especially when you're playing a good opponent, and they're all pretty good. It's making those plays, and that's the difference in these close games.
How did the design runs for Mitch affect the game?
I'm sorry, I was getting two questions. I'll come back to her.
How did the design runs for Mitch affect the game?
I think it's something that we've worked on, something that we've kind of injected into our offense as we go. I think that was Mitch's sixth game. So there's some things that the strengths that he has, some abilities that I think can help our football team. That was something that we've kind of grown a little bit more in our repertoire as far as run game. We rushed the ball for 200 plus yards, so that was a real big step in the direction that way, and that was part of it. Was the zone read stuff.
Return part of that as well?
I'd say yes. I would think that was a big difference, yes.
With your line intact, it seems like that hasn't happened often this year. What did they do better with all five of your starters?
Well, I think they just played better and they executed better. And, I think our ability to run the ball helps us offensively. We haven't hit that 24 number, which could have been 27 number very often. And I think that just helps, and particularly with, a young quarterback and, some of the things we've dealt with as far as people being in the lineup, getting that continuity, which is, I think, is critical in football.
Back to the first game. How do you look at it? Are you encouraged because, obviously, this team is competitive and you're there in the end, or are you worried a bit because there's a trend that this team can't close out another team?
Probably all of the above. I think if you go back and look at our three wins, even in those games, we overcame things. Going to Pittsburgh, Tariq's called out of bounds. Well, we get another big run after that. I haven't been a part of a whole lot of games where you have, in overtime, you have three runs for 80 yards to win, have a walk-off touchdown. So in that game, going back to Baltimore, we made some unique things happen in special teams, but at the end of the day, our guys, converted a real big third and 11, 10 plus third down conversion to get us in field goal range. It was a big long run, by Jordan backed up. Those are two games that went to overtime. What you have to do to win close games in this league. And, I think my hat's off to our guys in that other than two occasions, they've competed and been in the game at the end to give us a chance. Unfortunately, our record's not as good as it needs to be in those close games.
Mitch was kind of hard on himself in terms of saying that he doesn't think he deserves a freebie just for being a rookie. How do you balance evaluating him, also balancing the fact that he only has 19 or 20 starts since high school?
Well, I think you just got to keep perspective. It's not an excuse. He's not going to give it. I'm not going to give it. Of course, I'm going to defend him. He's I think done a very good job, and I'm very pleased. And like all of us, we can get better. And when you don't win it, it's not. It's my signature's on it too. So everybody's is, and our guys understand that. And so, we're just going to keep sawing wood and get ready for Philadelphia. As soon as they're done watching that tape, that's where our focus and attention will go.
John, then the final drive, you had both Cohen and Shaheem around the sidelines, and had some veterans at receiver. Why wouldn't you want to have those guys out there? Two guys that were playmakers yesterday and had that ability.
Yeah, that seems to be a common question. I think in no huddle or 2 minute, all right, you don't huddle. All right, so there's a lot of every one of those guys that's out there is a veteran guy that's been in football for some time. the fact that you don't huddle and they have to know what's going on regardless of what position they play. I think most of the guys out there are veteran guys, and there's a lot to know when you don't huddle. There's a lot of football to understand, and you know, that's not the first time it's been that way. It's been that way all the way back to Atlanta, which was our opener, you know, even with a different quarterback. So I don't really know much else how to answer that other than it takes a lot of understanding to execute that.
John, what was your assessment of Tariq's involvement overall yesterday and how it affected the defense?
Well, I think, you know, sometimes I mentioned last week, touches sometimes are hard to contribute, but that's definitely something that we can control as far as his play time. I think he was at 30 versus 11 from 1 week to the next. So I think our staff does an outstanding job involving guys. Even in his case, because he lines up and plays running back as well as receiver.
Where is that Marcus Lansbury's confidence?
You know, that's hard to say. You know, he was in the mix early in the season. He missed some time due to an injury. He was back in the mix yesterday. And, you know, like everybody, we'll evaluate him and, you know, we'll load up again for Philadelphia this week.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.